Here on AM 1240 KFMO, it's the Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress postgame show. We are now joined by the head coach of the Potosi Lady Trojans, Ashley Matthews. Back-to-back district championship wins, and this one a big one, because I know you told me at the start of the year that you weren't sure where this team was going to be, or at least weren't expecting a district championship, I would assume. And you know what happens when you assume. But you guys get here, you have a tremendous season, 28-4-2 now, and you're going to be making that run to the state playoffs again, coach, starting on Thursday. First off, congratulations, but secondly, what does this district championship this year mean to this team and mean to you?
It means so much, just as much as last year. I mean, I know we did it last year, but doing it two times in a row with a different group of girls, like, I don't know. It's pretty surreal once again. Like I said at the beginning of the season, I didn't really know what to expect from this group. We were young, lots of inexperience, but they got the job done, so it's unbelievable.
A big game tonight from Eden Robart. I know that's something that everybody comes to expect, but when you're facing a St. Genevieve team that has some pretty phenomenal defense in their own right, and you get Robart finishing with 22 kills in a three-set match, what does that say about the type of player she is?
Eden Robart is our everything. I mean, everybody knows that. They key in on her. They try to triple block her. But she's our gamer. She's our go-to. We couldn't do without her, just like we thought we couldn't do without Ava last year. But Eden has stepped up in that role tremendously, and she's one of a kind for sure.
Corinne Ainley had a big night tonight. Adeline Gibson as well. Mason McCarthy played phenomenal in the back row, coach. And you get a couple of, you know, key players like that that kind of fill in those open spots that you had at the start of the season with Corinne Ainley and Cadence Eden even coming in tonight and playing phenomenally. But this young team shows the experience that a young team shouldn't have. Why is that?
They trust each other. We talked about that a lot this week. And when you have somebody like Mason McCarthy who kind of handles the back row by herself, I feel like everybody wants to be like Mason McCarthy. They want to be Eden Robart. They want to make them proud. They want to play up to their potential. So I feel like having those big players that we have helps the younger players, the inexperienced players. Throughout the season, we kind of flip-flopped Adeline Kirby and Corinne Ainley, and Corinne just kind of stepped up and took stride, and she just took over that front row tonight. She had a couple solo blocks. I mean, couldn't ask for more from her. So super proud of her, and just Cadence Eden stepping in to help Eve on the back row through some injury, and we needed Eve mainly on the front row. So just tremendous.
When you guys win set one and win set two, your group is 23-0-0. Why does this team, or how, I guess I should say, how does this team shut down games that quick?
You know, I don't know, because all season I've told them that we're not a first set team. They just have to be ready from the beginning, and I don't know. They don't panic. I think that's the main thing, is they don't panic. They don't know what it's like to be in a big game. They don't know those feelings. They don't know how they should be feeling. They don't know what the expectations are. So, sometimes I feel like the inexperience kind of plays to our advantage because we don't know those things. But now they're feeling it. Now we got to grind and got to get to the next game. And so hopefully we can keep doing that.